What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Marisa's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He's got a very rosy prediction for the Browns to talk about the take on Ohio State, Texas. We head out to the fan hotline.
And we'll talk to Danny Cannell. Danny coming on courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff, win totals, conference, Heisman, and college football week one lines.
Danny, welcome to the show.
How we doing, fellas? I like that get crappy with Zappy. It's kind of like suck for luck, you know, some of those tank for Tua. Like, we've seen some mantras before across NFL franchises. I kind of like that get crappy with Zappy. That's a good one. I like that.
I feel like if we do one for Shador, I'm going to get fired. So I think it's got to be get crappy for Zappy.
Yes, or I like that. I think that could be a good one.
Before we get to college football, I know you had a very rosy opinion of the Browns hitting the over this year. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You said 8 to 9 wins. Am I correct in that?
Correct, which I don't think is that crazy. So I was actually given a stat. I'm curious if you guys have heard this. I mean, you probably have because you guys are way more dialed in to the Browns than I am. Are you aware of Joe Flacco's stats over his last 17 starts?
Have you seen that?
He's over like 4,000 yards. He's got 30 touchdowns. Like, if you put them together and compared him last year, he would have been top five in every passing category, except he also would have been number one in interceptions because he did have a lot of interceptions over the course of those games. I still think he's got some game left in him. I think he fits really well with Stefanski, what he wants to do. And I still think they could be competitive. And I, like, at the age of 40, like, I think 40 is the new 30 in the NFL, because it's a game that's not the way it used to be, where you just got lit up and it was such a physical game. I think that's why it's becoming way more commonplace for teams to give quarterbacks in their late 30s and early 40s opportunity, because they're so protected, and there is a massive advantage to having the brain capacity and the knowledge of knowing everything you're going to see, being so familiar with a system, knowing where to get with the football, that you really, that's the luxury of being around the league for 15 or 20 years. You know everything that's coming at you. You know how to predict and kind of anticipate what looks you're getting, what checks to get into. I think that's something that's completely undervalued with Joe Flacco. Not to mention, I still think he can sling it a little bit.
So the bet here is just on and Joe Flacco alone, essentially.
Yes, I do. I think Joe Flacco, I am not a Shador Sanders hater, but I do think, like, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I have been exhausted by the amount of conversation and airspace that has been wasted on national shows. I get it if you're talking about him locally, but when was the last time you heard a fifth-round pick who is battling for the third or fourth spot consuming national shows on whether he's getting the roster and is there a conspiracy theory with the play calling and when is he getting playing time? It's been so absurdly over the top. It's just almost hard to bear. So maybe I find myself rooting for Joe Flacco, but I just think, like, Shador, and I would say Dylan Gabriel to this extent too, I did value Shador. I thought he was a better NFL prospect, but, like, long-term, I think if they had half the career that Flacco had, they would be doing jumping jacks. Like, I think that would be an amazing success for them. I think they're more kind of backup quarterbacks for the majority of their career that could play a really long time. Like, that's why I think they could be spot starters. I don't know if I see either one, either Dillon Gabriel or Shador, being a guy that you're going to break the bank and spend that $250, $300 million for as your franchise quarterback for the next decade.
Danny, I do want to get to a fair amount of college football here, but we had this conversation at the beginning of the show because I think the Browns have told us they want ball control. They want a heavy emphasis on run. After last year, they want to try and minimize the turnovers to a excessive level. And I think that's interesting because so much of what you mentioned with Joe is there is the no risky, no bisky. There is the he might throw you 40 touchdowns, but he might throw you 20 interceptions. Do you let Joe Flacco cook this year? Or do you try and, I don't want to say risk neutering him in the name of, turning down those turnovers?
Well, see, that's where I think you trust Flacco. And that's something that young quarterbacks always have a very tough time learning. And it's sort of a skill of the risk-reward aspect of when to take those shots versus when to pull it down. I mean, Brett Favre never really learned it. He was kind of always that gunslinger. You kind of took the good with the bad. That is not what you're looking for from Joe Flacco. But I do feel like in some of those games that he put up some of those numbers over the last 17 starts that he's had, he was put in adverse situations where you're kind of putting him out there to chuck it around. You're kind of playing from behind. So it makes it a little bit more understandable. I would expect him to clean up a lot of those interceptions as long as the Browns are competitive in the games. And I do think with the run game they bring and a defense which is pretty salty, I do think they can be in a lot of one-possession games, and that's where the advantage of experienced quarterback comes into play.
Danny, over to college football, there's a lot of new in the Ohio State-Texas game. Ohio State's got 8 new starters. Texas has basically a whole brand new offensive line, just one returning starter there. And obviously 2 new quarterbacks. We've seen a little bit of Arch Manning. We've seen very, very little of Julian Sain. What's your early read when it seems like it's almost impossible to gauge how good these teams are going to be?
It's so tough. I mean, I was doing a breakdown of the game yesterday and was looking position by position, like who do you give the edge to? And, it was like I gave the edge at quarterback to Arch Manning because at least, like you said, we've seen him a little bit more. I gave the edge at wide receiver to Ohio State because they've got Jeremiah Smith. But it was really tight because Texas has some pretty good young wide receivers too. Running backs, I gave a slight edge to Texas because they have a guy coming back in Trey Wisner and a guy back from injury in C.J. Baxter. But, offensive line, it was almost a toss-up. Defense, really close. They both have a lot of question marks. Did give the edge to Texas there. But, overall, when you tallied them all up, it was still, split right down the middle. So it is a really hard game to handicap, as well as it is hard to handicap most of the teams that are in the top 10, top 15, because a lot of teams have question marks. That's why I think this season is set up to be maybe one of the more entertaining seasons that we've seen in my 15 years covering college football, because it's so wide open. I do think, for me, I trust Ohio State more because they're playing at home. Even with a new quarterback, being able to communicate at the line of scrimmage is such an advantage. Being able to have a third down where if you have to check the protection, your offensive line can hear you no problem whatsoever. With some new members in offensive line in Texas, that will not be the case for Arch Manning. When he's trying to operate, it's going to be much tougher to communicate. For his tackles, it's going to be very hard for them. They're breaking in some new tackles as well. It's going to be very hard for them to have clean, get-offs because they're going to be struggling to hear Arch Manning. They'll probably go silent counts. Then they have to watch the edge rushers for Ohio State to try to go off reaction. Those things make it really, really challenging. So I think this game is really evenly matched. And the point spread shows you why. I mean, you get 3 points for home field, and they give Ohio State 2.5. So even the odds makers are thinking it's exactly down the middle.
Danny Cannell on the fan hotline here with us, getting you ready for Ohio State, Texas. I thought it was interesting it's taken this long to get here, but it does seem like this week we've started to hear pushback on the Arch Manning hype based off what people saw last year in limited play or based off just the idea of the changes there in Texas. Do you still believe that the Arch Manning hype is substantiated, even though we haven't seen, I think it's over 100 career passing attempts from him?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I think it's so over the top. It's impossible. I feel bad for Arch Manning because he really hasn't asked for any of it. And I do have to give him a ton of credit because I think he's handled it really, really well. Like, he's said and done all the right things, and yet media just gravitates to him. I cannot remember. Like, Tebow had some hysteria, but that was really after they won the championship and he won the Heisman. Then it sort of blew up. Same thing with Johnny Manziel, who had hysteria around him, but that was sort of after he broke out. Nobody even knew who Johnny Manziel was when he took over the starting role for A&M. I kind of have to go outside the sport of football and look at a guy like LeBron James, who was on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high schooler, to remember anybody with this sport of sort of expectations heaped upon him. And I think it's impossible for him to meet those expectations. And I, for one, am one that thinks Texas, it could be more of a roller coaster ride for them. I think he's going to have first-year starter struggles just like everybody else does. I know he's played some, and he's been at Texas for 30 months, so he feels pretty comfortable in that system. But he really doesn't have that extensive experience. And even when he did, they did give him an opportunity versus Georgia last year at home. And in that game, he looked pretty overwhelmed, just like Quinn Ewers did. You know, he didn't look like a superstar in that game. I think if the sky is the limit for what he could be, but I think it's going to be much more of a roller coaster ride for Texas, which is why I actually have them at 9-3 and missing the playoffs. Their schedule is a little bit tougher this year. I think last year, as much as people just were willing to discard Quinn Ewers, he stepped up in big moments for them and got them a couple big wins. I go back to last year at Michigan in the Big House. He played spectacular in that game. In the playoffs, they had a fourth down conversion to save the game. Their season was on the line. They had to have a touchdown, and he gave it 2 years ago. He goes into Tuscaloosa, throws three touchdown passes, and I get the upside that you want to have Arch, and I do think there's a higher side upside with Arch Manning, but I think people are totally discounting the quality play they got at Quinn Ewers for the majority of his career.
2 years ago, Michigan won the national title and sent the most players to the NFL draft. Last year, Ohio State won the national title, sent the most players to the NFL draft. Has the Big Ten passed the SEC as far as not only the quality of players, but now you look at the teams, and even teams like Penn State are at the top for this upcoming year?
I mean, I think it's unequivocally yes. It's interesting that the SEC, for a long time, they love to talk about the national championships and how many they had won consecutively, or how many they'd won 13 of 15. And, you know, they're touting all these statistics, and all of a sudden they're trying to move the goalposts and saying, well, we have a tougher schedule and we've got tougher players, but they're not winning the national championships. And even more so, they're not even getting there. And I think the thing that has changed dramatically is the transfer portal and the NIL era, where you cannot hoard talent the way the SEC did through their run of dominance. And in large part, a lot of it for a long time was done illegally. Everybody knew what was happening, but they were buying the best players in the country and able to hoard them. And I think there's a lot of schools. Clearly, there have been a lot of schools in the Big Ten that have been doing it as well. But from top to bottom, I would say more of the schools in the Big Ten were trying to do things the right way or didn't have the resources to have bag men to go out there and make those cash payments. Well, now that that's sort of been leveled and everybody's above board and the Big Ten can buy players too legally, I think that has absolutely leveled it. I do think the SEC is deeper, slightly deeper than the Big Ten. But watch out for a lot of those middle-of-the-pack teams in the Big Ten, because I think they've made some significant strides in narrowing the gap of both the SEC and the top of the Big Ten. I think absolutely the Big Ten needs to be taken seriously. If you're not, I'm willing to say they're the better conference in the SEC, but if I think at the bare minimum, you have to say they're on level playing field with the SEC.
Danny, one of the I guess, narratives last year that happened with Ohio State, with all the talent they had, all the wealth of the $30 million roster, whatever it was, is that it almost didn't matter who the quarterback was because it was just such a wealth of talent on both sides of the ball, and also including the wide receiver and running back room. Do you, if you believe that was true last year, do you feel the same way this year with what Julian Sayin has around him?
No, because I do think there's so many new pieces. There's so many moving parts. And I do think Jeremiah Smith is the best football player in the country. And if I was talking to Julian Sayin, I would say find him early and often, and even if he's double or triple covered. Just you have to force the ball to him. And I think Ryan Day will do that, and Brian Hartline. But mentioning Brian Hartline, you also have a new play caller, which this is a pretty significant shift, because at least with Chip Kelly last year, he had been a play caller before. Brian Hartline is entering entirely new territory. And I do think you'll see Ryan Day step in more, whether it's on game day, whether it's in the game plan. I do think you'll see Ryan Day be more involved with the offense to kind of make sure that that transition is pretty smooth. But you also did have that roster, which had so much talent around there. I think even Emeka Buka, who probably didn't get enough credit, eventually ended up being a first-round draft pick, probably didn't get enough recognition. You had both backs in the running in the backfield, which were so good. And then you had the leadership on the defensive guys, guys like JTT and Jack Sawyer, who were there on the defensive side of the ball. That team just really had a very clear-cut identity. So I do think it's a little unfair to Julian Sayin just to expect him to step into that offense and things to go perfectly for him. Because much like I said with Arch Manning, I think it could be a little bit bumpy for Julian Sayin as he's trying to figure things out, and a lot of the pieces around him are trying to get sorted out as well.
Danny, I'm so torn on Penn State because I love Drew Aller. He's from just down the road in Medina County, where I reside, where I'm from. He's got, I think, everything you need to be a really good quarterback in the pros, and yet I do not trust James Franklin as far as I can throw him, and I can't throw him very far. Where do you sit on Aller and whether he has the goods to take Penn State to the elite level, maybe even compete for a national title this year?
They are my national championship pick. Like, I am picking Penn State. So if you're asking me if I'm a believer, I'm saying yes. But I do think it is a step of faith on my part to trust that Drew Aller is going to take that next step. Because if there's been one issue, you know, I know James Franklin, he's 1-15 against top five teams since he's been at Penn State. And that's been a record that he has got to change that narrative. And even last year with their success that they had, they still haven't done that because they haven't been able to beat those teams that are better than him. But Drew Aller, the problem that he's had is he has vanished on the big stages. You know, whether it was against Ohio State, whether it's been against Michigan, whether it's been with an opportunity to have the game-winning drive against Notre Dame, instead he throws an interception. Like, he just has not, and without a completion to a wide receiver, he has not stepped up in that role. But I do think there's a few things why I think he can take that next step. One thing is his familiarity with the offensive coordinator, Andy Koltynecki. Last year was year one, and I thought Andy Koltynecki did a really good job of getting scheming guys open, and I think he's going to be much more comfortable in that system, operating with confidence without having to think so much. They also went to the portal and got him three wide receivers, so hopefully they boosted that position. They're going to need a lot of receiving production because Tyler Warren, the tight end, was a phenomenal weapon that Andy Koltynecki used. But I, the reason I like Penn State and as a whole, one, I do think Aller takes that next step. Sometimes it takes time. And I think the Big Ten Championship was actually a game which he played pretty well in, even though they lost. I thought he stepped up and made some big throws. I think they have a lot of commonalities with what you saw from Michigan and Ohio State. You see a bunch of players, the backfield, and Nick Singleton and Catron Allen. You see a guy like their center, Nick Dawkins, some players around the roster that could have maybe made that jump to the NFL. They decide to come back, and there's sort of this mantra, this belief of we want to come back to do something special. And that was the exact same thing you saw from Michigan and Ohio State. Plus, the schedule is as favorable as anybody in the country, and I do think that matters. they really have a two-game schedule with Ohio State on the road and Oregon at home. I think they split that. I think they could lose at the Shoe, but I think they get the best of them of Ohio State in the championship game and the Big Ten championship game. And I think this is James Franklin's year to finally silence some of those critics.
Danny, great stuff, buddy. And a lot of that's because you just said nice things about the quarterback I like. But we really appreciate you, buddy. Great stuff.
Awesome, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. Great catching up.
Thank you so much. Danny Cannell there on the Fan Hotline.
And Danny coming on courtesy of Bet Online. Check out betonline.ag for updated college football playoff win totals, conferences, Heisman, and college football week one lines.
We'll react to what he had to say about Ohio State, Texas. And you're either going to love my comp for Drew Aller or you're going to hate it. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.